Charting the Path to a Green Tomorrow. A Call to Collective Action for Sustainable Transformation. In envisioning a future centered on sustainability, the transformative impact of reducing carbon dioxide, CO2, emissions by a mere 2% per country cannot be overstated. This seemingly modest reduction equates to a substantial global decrease, considering that CO2 emissions amounted to approximately 36.44 billion metric tons in 2020. A 2% reduction across all nations would thus translate to a reduction of roughly 728 million metric tons of CO2 annually. Moreover, the economic dividends of a 2% reduction in CO2 emissions are substantial. By reducing the incidence of climate-related disasters and their associated costs, societies can redirect resources towards sustainable development initiatives, thereby stimulating economic growth and fostering resilience. It's estimated that the global cost of climate change-related damages could reach $54 trillion by 2040. A mere 2% reduction in CO2 emissions could significantly mitigate these costs, saving billions of dollars annually in disaster recovery, healthcare expenses, and infrastructure damage. Furthermore, the emergence of carbon markets and trading mechanisms presents lucrative opportunities for businesses to capitalize on emissions reductions, generating revenue streams while promoting environmental stewardship. According to projections, the global carbon market could reach $200 billion by 2030, providing a substantial financial incentive for companies to invest in emissions reduction initiatives. Additionally, investments in renewable energy and clean technologies unlock new avenues for economic growth and job creation, driving innovation and fostering resilience in the face of global challenges. In addition to these economic benefits, a 2% reduction in CO2 emissions carries profound implications for global climate stability. By curbing the rate of atmospheric CO2 accumulation, societies can mitigate the adverse effects of climate change, such as extreme weather events, sea level rise, and ecosystem degradation. Such interventions are critical for safeguarding vulnerable populations and preserving the ecological integrity of our planet for future generations. The imperative of reducing CO2 emissions by 2% per country stands as a shared responsibility and a collective endeavor for the benefit of all. To achieve this goal, innovative and comprehensive programs must be designed and implemented across all sectors of society. Let us delve into the specifics of how such programs could be crafted and executed, highlighting the corresponding financial implications for each sector. Energy sector. Programs aimed at decarbonizing the energy sector could focus on accelerating the transition to renewable energy sources such as solar, wind, and hydropower. Setting targets for the percentage of electricity generated from renewables, along with subsidies for renewable energy projects, could facilitate this transition. Government subsidies totaling $50 billion over the next decade could support renewable energy projects. Transportation sector. Programs in the transportation sector could prioritize the adoption of electric vehicles, EVs, expansion of public transportation networks, and incentivizing low-carbon modes of travel such as cycling and walking. Investing $20 billion in EV infrastructure development and offering subsidies totaling $5 billion to incentivize EV purchases could be instrumental in achieving emissions reductions. Industry sector. Programs targeting the industrial sector could focus on improving energy efficiency, promoting circular economy practices, and incentivizing the adoption of low-carbon technologies. Allocating $30 billion for grants and subsidies to incentivize emissions reduction projects and technological upgrades in the industrial sector could lead to significant emissions reductions. Agricultural sector. Agricultural programs could prioritize sustainable farming practices, soil carbon sequestration, and agroforestry initiatives. Providing $15 billion in subsidies and grants to support the adoption of regenerative agriculture practices and carbon farming initiatives could lead to emissions reductions. Buildings and construction sector. Programs targeting the built environment could focus on improving energy efficiency in buildings, promoting green building standards, and incentivizing sustainable construction practices. Allocating $25 billion for building retrofit programs and offering tax incentives totaling $10 billion for green building projects could be instrumental in reducing emissions from buildings. By designing and implementing targeted programs tailored to each sector, nations can effectively achieve the goal of reducing CO2 emissions by 2% per country. These efforts, backed by financial commitments, will not only drive emissions reductions but also foster sustainable development and economic prosperity for present and future generations. It is imperative that we act decisively and collaboratively to realize this vision of a low-carbon, sustainable future. Contact us to know how we help. In our pursuit of a sustainable future, we are called upon to embark on a collective journey towards reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 2% per country. This endeavor, while formidable, holds the promise of profound transformation across all sectors of society. Through innovative and comprehensive programs tailored to each facet of our interconnected world, we can catalyze the transition towards a low-carbon economy while nurturing environmental stewardship and promoting economic prosperity. By prioritizing renewable energy sources, fostering sustainable transportation solutions, embracing eco-friendly practices in industry and agriculture, and investing in green infrastructure, we pave the way for a future where sustainability is not merely a goal but a guiding principle of our existence. It is incumbent upon us, as custodians of this planet, to rise to the occasion with unwavering determination and collective action. Together, we have the power to shape a world where harmony between humanity and nature prevails, where the legacy we leave for future generations is one of resilience, vitality, and hope. Julio Verissimo, President and CEO, Borderless Consulting. Don't miss out next podcast. See description below.